Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we get into today's show, will the Detroit Lions get to 12 wins? If the Lions wins on Sunday, then get 12 wins, something they haven't done in a very long time. Put 12 in the comment section if you think they do, 11 if you think they don't. In today's show, we got a really good one for you. We're going to go over the injury updates. We'll talk about who's looking good, not so much. CJ Gardner-Johnson, looks like he's making his return on Sunday. Ali McNeil, update on him. Great news there. Power rankings. Where are the Detroit Lions after the Lions took an L? Where do the legacy media have them? And controlled fury, Dan Campbell speaks. You gotta love it. First, let's talk about this game really quick on Sunday. The Lions line has changed. It started out as Lions favored by 4. Now it's favored by 5.5. The total over and under is 46.5, so that went up as well. The game, again, is at 1 p.m. game, so if you didn't know that, it is a 1 p.m. game. Why did the line move? I think there's two reasons. First off, Dan Campbell said the starters are going to play, so that is changing the line, and I think they're going to play, obviously. Is it slow down if the Lions get ahead? Yeah, it potentially could, right? If it's the fourth quarter and the line's up by 20 or something, they could definitely change it. And the Minnesota Vikings kind of gave up in that Packers game. So I think that's what the line has moved there. And I think it should be 5.5, maybe 6. I think that's a little bit better, and I think the Lions will cover. So just FYI, if you're betting, I do think they will cover there. That's what I truly do believe. And I think this is I think the line is better now. It's a little disrespectful at 4, but I think the Lions will definitely win and cover that spread, but maybe you think differently here. In the comment section, if you think the Lions going to win, put DET. If you think the Minnesota Vikings win, put MIN. Let me know in the comments below. Take advantage of potentially an ad break. We got some news here on the great CJ Gardner-Johnson. Dan Campbell spoke. Looks like he's going to be playing on Sunday, folks. When asked if Gardner-Johnson would return to the weekend's game, Campbell indicated that the team's desire, said, "We'd love to get CJ involved," Campbell said. Oh, my, that is fantastic news for our Detroit Lions because, look, CJ Gardner-Johnson, we brought him in for a reason. The guy gets turnovers. He was the best last year. He is very good at communication in the secondary. That is vital, and it's good to get his feet wet before the playoffs. You know, get his feet underneath him. There's a little bit of rust there, and that's a great game to have it in, right, is this game here. And the ability for the Lions secondary now is going to be amazing. Ifeatu Melifonwu, Brian Branch, CJ Gardner-Johnson. They can mix it up, and it's going to be glorious to see Kirby Joseph as well. So the Lions are getting healthy. But not so much here. James Houston's not going to be playing on Sunday, and I fully expected him not to play. I've been saying it for about a month now. Expect him for the playoffs, but he's not going to be playing in this game. Lions injury up here. James Houston not expected to play versus the Vikings. I don't see Houston playing right now, Campbell said. From 97 won the ticket this morning. And that's the right decision there because James Houston is in a different story. CJ Gardner-Johnson started his 21-day window earlier, and he recovered faster. He's a veteran. James Houston he had to deal with a worse injury. His 21-day window started later, and he's not someone like CJ Gardner-Johnson's been doing it kind of for a long time. So totally get it. Can't wait to see James Houston, though, in the playoffs, because that's where he will come in, when the Lions host whoever plays on Wild Card Weekend. My New Year's resolution is to eat a little bit healthier this year, and what's helping me out here is Factor. Get ready for the new year. Factor's ready-to-eat meal delivery takes the stress out of meal planning, sets you up for success in the new year. Skip the grocery store's prep work, cooking fatigue. Instead, get chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door. With over 35 meals to choose for per week, including options like keto, calorie smart, vegan, and veggie, plus over 55 add-ons, you have a ton of nutritious flavors options to kickstart your New Year's resolution. Forget frantic lunch preps, rush dinners. Factor's two-minute meals are your secret weapon for the New Year's. Fuel up fast with restaurant-quality meals, all delivered right to your door. Factor now offers loads of snack options like breakfast smoothies, juice, snacks, and more to keep you going no matter what the schedule is. Skip the overpriced takeout trap. Factor is cheaper and way more delicious than takeout. Get chef-crafted restaurant-quality meals delivered right to your door. They're ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes, which means more time for you. Need a special occasion meal? Gourmet Plus is the perfect Factor solution for looking for fast, upscale options done easily. When things get hectic, Factor is flexible. Change your order up every week with plans to 4 to 18 meals per week or pause and reschedule deliveries anytime. Factor has everything I need for the week of flavorful, nutritious eats. In addition to ready-to-eat meals, they have cold-pressed juices, smoothies, energy bites, extra protein, veggie sides, and more to keep me energized during the frantic times. Head to factormeals.com/lionschat50. Use code lionschat50 to get a 50% off. That's code lionschat50 at factormeals.com/lionschat50 to get 50% off. Now, the Lions took that L versus Dallas Cowboys, and so my after, you know, it kind of relaxed a little bit, is how would the media react in the power rankings? Would they say, oh, Lions are not as good as the Dallas Cowboys or the Philadelphia Eagles? That was a big question on here, because I think the Lions are better right now than the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. So before we get into these power rankings, I'm going to ask you a question. I want to see if you guys get right. Where do you have the Detroit Lions ranked in the power rankings here? 1 through 32, 1 if you think they're the best, 32 if you are the referee that decided to do the screw job there at 32. So here is the power rankings from the media after that game, and I love the fact that some of these power rankings actually, they went up over the Dallas Cowboys. Some of them have them right next to the Dallas Cowboys. And the final one's funny there. All Lions, they moved down just one spot from 3 to 4. Not bad at all. Pro Football Talk, 6 to 5th. Move them up. ESPN, the same. The Athletic, 5th to 4th. Move them up. Sporting News from 4th to 5th. Pro Football Network moved them up 2 spots, 7th to 5th from Yahoo, and USA Today had me laughing, going from 5 to 5B, making 5A the Dallas Cowboys, because what they said on there was, did the Lions really lose? Did they really lose? I thought that was really funny. I'm glad that the media sees it the way I think that a lot of people do. The Lions, yeah, they lost the game. Officially lost the game, right? But at the end of the day, the Lions, I think, were the better team. And the Lions should have won that game. And if you're to play the Dallas Cowboys on an even playing field, the Lions, I would take the Lions 7 out of 10 times after watching that performance, especially them getting healthy. So it's really good to see them. And look, some of these guys have the Cowboys just one spot ahead of the Lions. I get it. But at least it didn't drop them, and they're not too negative on the Lions. You shouldn't be. I feel like the Lions defense did a phenomenal job in the game on Saturday, and it just shows the improvements that they're having. Love what I saw from this football team. Very proud of it, and it's good to see that the media sees what we see. Dan Campbell keeps getting asked about the game, and I think for me personally, this is probably the last video I'll talk about it unless somebody asks me to live stream. But he's the same way. He's ready to move on here, and what he says was perfect. He says, I'm good. I woke up yesterday. I'm ready, man. Dan Campbell said, I've got controlled fury, and I'm ready to go. I'm absolutely ready to go. I don't go the other way. The team won't either. We're on a mission. We're not going to feel sorry for ourselves and wallow in everything. We had plays to make, and we didn't make them. It's a tight game, a good opponent, a playoff-type atmosphere, and you've got to make one extra play that we didn't. So we'll use this as fuel. I've got pure octane right now. I woke up. I'm ready, so we are moving forward. I love how Dan Campbell took this here. I love Dan Campbell's approach. How, first off, the words he uses, golly, man, this guy is literally a walking, talking, quoting machine. He is a man's man with having controlled fury and high octane. This is just awesome. But I like the fact that he says we're moving on, and I do believe it. And I think that the players are very pissed. I think that Dan Campbell's pissed. And I got to say this. If you're the Vikings fans and you're hoping that they can squeak out a win, I kind of feel bad. I think the Lions are going to take out their anger on the Minnesota Vikings. And I got no hate for the Vikings. Not even close to the Dallas Cowboys, right? But I think the Lions players are going to be extremely angry, and they're going to go out there and lay the wood down on the Minnesota Vikings. And in all honesty, I wish they would take this controlled anger. And if we see Dallas again, that's where I want the Lions to go berserk. And I really do want to face the Dallas Cowboys in the playoffs. I'm really excited to reface these guys after what occurred there. And I know a lot of people want to talk about, oh, we, you know, face Matthew Stafford. And that's fine. I get it. I know some people out there want to do it. But if there's one team I want to face more than any team at this point, it's the Dallas Cowboys. I don't care where. It literally could be in an ocean. And just like Dan Campbell says, I don't care if you got three toes and one butt cheek, we're going to beat your A. I want this mentality versus the Dallas game. And I think the players are going to come out. They're going to come out strong. They're going to come out angry. They're going to come out irritated. And that's perfectly fine to me. So, look, what seed will the Lions end up having? 2 or 3? If the Lions win on Sunday and the Dallas Cowboys, Philadelphia Eagles lose, Lions get the 2 seed. If the Lions win and one of those teams win, Lions get 3 seed. If Lions lose, Lions get 3 seed. So let me know in the comment section what your thoughts there. Again, this team's going to be ready. And I think, like, for me personally, I don't really want to talk about the Dallas game until we face Dallas again. Then I want to talk about it. Or in the offseason, I'm ready to move on to the Vikings. I am ready to refocus to the team that we face in the playoffs, whether it be the Rams, Seattle Seahawks, or Green Bay Packers. That's where my focus is going now, is getting that controlled fury towards them. Because we got to refocus, right? It happened, but this team's got... We're in the playoffs, so we gotta host this playoff game. Got to get this other monkey off our back by winning in a playoff game, and then going to Dallas. I really want to go to that. I don't want to face Philadelphia first. I don't want to face any other team but Dallas Cowboys after the wild card game. That's because of what took place. I want the redemption. So that's my personal opinion here. We're gonna be dropping videos every single day, so make sure you hit that notification bell. We'll be live on Thursday, live for the game on Sunday. With that said, folks, adios.